We could actually have called this stream Things That Biden Will Refuse to Talk About Tonight during his SOTU address.
Yeah.
Because there's no way on God's green earth he's going to talk about this. U.S. trucker convoy swells as it moves across the country to D.C. At last count, as far as I know, this convoy is roughly 40 miles long. And yep. It is being met everywhere with glowing praise, hundreds of people on overpasses. It's just like Canada.
Yep. And you haven't seen that on the media?
Yep.
Because you might not understand propaganda, but I do. Yes. We are in wartime propaganda because that's what they do during war.
Yep.
They omit whole areas they don't even want to talk about.
We've been at a fever pitch of wartime propaganda since 2016.
I'd say 15. As soon as Hillary and Trump squared off to be adversaries.
Well, they were. That the 2015 was still the primaries.
Yes.
But when he declared his candidacy, that was when John Oliver did his little hit piece with the McDonald Trump again thing that the left tried to meme for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since 2015. So, yeah, 7 years of nonstop fever pitch propaganda.
And Obama made it legal for the media companies to use propaganda focused in towards our own population.
Yeah, but that's just a conspiracy theory, Pop. You're not supposed to talk about that.
No, I get you.
That's just those far-right imperialists who insist on such a thing.
The minute you care about your country and you're patriotic and America first— you are now a white national alt-right terrorist.
The white supreme.
Go f*** off.
The fact that they're trying to call freedom a construct of white supreme pizza, that just shows you how far down the rabbit hole these people have gone.
Have you seen the list?
They are losing the culture war so fast it's making their head spin.
Yeah. Have you seen the list of stuff they consider white supreme pizza?
Do I even want to know?
Like showing up for time at work?
Oh, yeah, yeah. How dare you be punctual?
Being good at your job? I mean, there's a whole laundry list of stuff that normal people do to do successful adulting, which, by the way, I hate.
Yeah, adulting sucks.
It does. And it's somehow, if you follow that list to be a good adult, you're now a member of the white supreme pizza clan.
Yeah. So basically the left has decided that they're going to do anything possible to convince you that up is down, left is right, and apparently now mediocrity and laziness is stunning and brave.
They are, Jordan Peterson spoke about this, the left is destroying excellence.
Yep.
All right. Now just let that sink in for a moment. When I grew up, I wanted to excel at something. Now, why that was, I want to say it was kind of self-serving because, you know, I like pussy.
So, shocker!
And so does virtually every young boy who is a heterosexual. They like pussy. And they want to, and you grow up realizing that, you know, I'm just a dude and I'm not that important, but one day I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then I'll get pussy. That doesn't play out like that anymore, but that's the motivation.
Really what it is, man. It's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High when they were playing on Scarface. I'm telling you, dude, it's jobs. First you get the jobs, then you get the khakis, then you get the chicks.
Yes. It's absolutely correct.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way anymore.
No one looks good in khakis.
But the thing is they're killing excellence. So you can't. They're trying to blame and shame you not to excel, so you can accept your role as a sheeple mediocre individual.
Boing.
Don't be that person.
Do not.
If you're gonna listen, even if you're by yourself, excel at something so you can have pride in yourself.
Yes.
I mean, that speaks volumes for your future survival.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.